Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a most perfect deen, a complete deen. This deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is so unique. It includes all our necessities of life, of dunya, qabr and akhirat. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave us a complete syllabus that no person is deprived in regards to his dunya. The hadith in the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find those sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah ta'ala had blessed a lot of dunya. But each one of the sahaba radiallahu anhum had a purpose in life. That was already fixed. That the ghayat, the murad, the objective of life was akhirat. We are working for akhirat. The question to every one of us is, what is the niyat and the purpose, intention I have made of my life? What is the direction right now? Which way am I heading? In Surah Al-Nashrah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And O my Nabi, when you become farigh and you free yourself from your dini activities of ta'aleem and ta'allum, learning and teaching, tazkiyah of reforming and purifying sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, reciting my ayat to sahaba radiallahu anhum, giving them da'wat. When you finish these necessities and activities of deen, فَانْصَبْ. Now ground yourself in the ibadat of Allah. Your objective is akhirat. In Urdu there is a beautiful poem in regards to a person who is very busy. قَزَا آكَرْ قَزَا آكَرْ هَنْغَامَيْ حَيَاتْ كُو خَامُوشْ كَرْ دِيَا. A person was so busy in his business, in his worldly life. Two phones, three phones, different timelines, time zones. He's moving things around in the dunya. The poet says he's so busy, he has no time even to taste his food. Qaza akar, all of a sudden, maut just pounced upon him. Just came upon him. And then hangamaye hayat, that chaos of his life, he was so busy. There was no time also. It just silenced everything all of a sudden. Everything became silent. His phones went dead also. People removed his name from their groups, removed his name from their contact lists also. He was one agent, one contact, one intermediary. He was one supplier, one manufacturer. Now he has gone to his final destination. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being ordered, O Nabi of Allah, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, when you become farigh, when you are free from all these deeny activities, now فَانْصَبْ, ground yourself before me. I have made you for this. To the extent he understood it, this Quranic ayat injunction, that he grounded himself so much in the ibadat of Allah, we hear the riwayat. To such an extent that the feet became swollen. How many of us stood so long in salah that our feet became swollen? To us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had three activities. يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, that recite the ayat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to sahaba radiallahu anhum, which is da'wat. Give them da'wat. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, teach them Quran and ahadith. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, reform them. Finish these activities now and turn to Allah. And prepare for your final journey to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they fought responsibility of earning a sustenance income. If Nabi of Allah is being ordered now, that finish his activities as much as you can, as quickly as you can. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. Mufassirin say the word used also is faragh. Tam jab tum farigh ho jau. Meaning these things you can free yourself. But the ummah now, free yourself as soon as possible from your dini activities. How much to earn? بَقَدْرِ zarurat. According to my means, according to my necessity, that how much I should now earn a livelihood. Here he is being instructed now. These are your necessities. Fulfill them as quick as possible and get back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Recite, give them da'wat. To da'wat, iman increases. Teach them a hadith and Quran. Know your masail in regards to your ibadat.
وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Reform their hearts. There should be ikhlas, sincerity in all my ibadat. These three activities facilitates a person's fansab. Ground yourself in ibadat. The fourth thing with the ummah, earn your livelihood. To what extent? Here Mufassirin explain, to what extent do I involve myself in dunya? When it comes to kuffar, Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا He's putting ourselves in perspective to understand what Sahaba Ikram understood of Sharia. When it came to the kuffar, they know the apparent things of dunya. When it comes to akhirat, they're absolutely neglectful. When it comes to dunya, they know it, what do you say, A to Z. They know how to operate dunya, how to move things around. Mufassirin explained in this ayat over here, they know how to build. Quantity surveying, they'll tell you how many bricks you need, how much cement you need, they know it. To the extent it's mentioned in tafsir also, that a person has a dirham, a coin, at the tip of his finger, and he will tell you how many grams of gold or silver is in that coin. Today a person, a businessman, whose fingers are used now to counting the notes, he will just feel the stack, he will tell you, 10k or 20k. Don't count it, I know it. But وَلَا يُحْسِنُوا يُصَلِّي He will not make a mistake also in his calculations. To the T. When he comes to dunya, he knows it. He says, done, the deal is done. But he says, when he comes to his salah, it's full of mistakes and errors. But his dunya, he knows it. When he comes to akhirat, neglectful. Allah describes the kuffar. When he comes to the sahaba radiallahu anhum, our role models, we want to be like them. Oh, Haji Bhai Padiya Rahimullah should say, become the best businessman. Become the best professional. But number one, Muslim first. Number one, Muslim businessman. Number one, Muslim professional. Show the world how to do business. Show them how to do halal business. I don't need the interest. I don't need the insurances. I've got my Allah. I don't have to do it your way, we do it our way. Nabi wala tariqa, shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How they did it. The flavor of deen in our dunya also. That we're doing the deen, so they say that when it comes to the ummah, how much to earn? They say, enough to facilitate your deen. When I'm reading my salah for zuhur, that I come early because I have enough for the day. My heart is settled. I can read my salah comfortably. There's no need to rush out. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with enough. I am taking out time from the masjid to go to my dunya. That is deen. Not a rush in and rush out. When it comes to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah speaks with them, Allah says, Rijal. These were men. These were real men. What men? La tulhihim tijara. Ajib, Allah Ta'ala speaks in Quran about business. Tijara. We know tijara. Hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Allah knows the businessman is he's moving on tawakkul. He's moving on trust in Allah. Ya Allah, open it. It must come. And Allah gives it accordingly. Allah takes and Allah gives also. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah said, they were such men. And Quran speaks, and Mufassirin say also, that when he comes to man, Allah made him such, that he loves dunya, he loves wealth. He wants to expand all the time. That is how Allah Ta'ala made the heart. He's looking for new avenues to invest, to become more diverse. The market is changing. Allah Ta'ala made insan like this. So Allah Ta'ala says, man, insan, I made him like that. But my Sahaba Ikram were also like that. But understand, when they came unto deen, they became such men, the tijaratun wala bi'un. When it came to selling and buying, did not take them away, did not divert them away and dhikrillah. And the remembrance of Allah. That when he sat in his business also, his heart was connected to the house of Allah. I want to get back there. I will make my dunya, and I will secure my investment on the day of Qiyamah under the arsh of Allah. I will get my seat over there also. But Allah promises that person whose heart is linked to the house of Allah, he will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. I'll sit here in my business where my heart is in the masjid. My heart is in the path of Allah. How to bring this entire market? In tafsir of this ayat, ulama explain that there were two people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One was a businessman. When he would hear the adhan, they say he would have the scale in his hand, the scale to weigh his goods. If the scale was in his hand, he would throw it away. It was on the ground, he would leave it, and he would proceed to the masjid. The second person was a blacksmith. He would have the hammer in his hand. They say if the hammer was on the anvil, it was on the ground, and the adhan went, he would never pick it up. And if the hammer was in his hand about to strike the metal, he would throw it behind him. My Allah is calling me. In regards to this Sahaba, this ayat was revealed. The Sahaba were such men, they had real blood in them. What was going through their hearts? They were working towards Akhirat. This entire operation of mine is to be invested in Akhirat. We're looking for investments, my dear brothers, the Maitan. The Maidan and the field of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and the field of our field of effort right now as Ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not dunya. It's the hearts of men. How I can become a hunter and hunt down men who will do the work after me. I will sit in my qabr, and that certain youngster went to Darul Ulum, became an alim, became a sheikh al hadith. I have a share in it. That certain person became the imam. 5 times a day he's walking to the musalla. I have a share in it. I made his father's tashkila, took him in the path of Allah. He changed his life. When Jamaat went out to Shortkar Guzari, they met a panwala. Businessman. He's got a pan shop, selling betel nut. He made his tashkil come for 3 days. He went for 3 days, his life changed. He came back. I didn't have a chance in my life to become an alim, to become a hafiz al Quran. I have a young son. The desire came in his heart. Yalla, I'll work. His son must become an alim. He must become a da'i. He put him to the madrasa, maktab, darul ulum. He became an alim. He excelled. He became a sheikh al hadith. Years later, Jamaat goes to the darul ulum. They knock the door. Sheikh al hadith is teaching. His father had passed away. The panwala. So the old man knocked the door who was in the Jamaat. They call me, who is there? The door opens. Says, Jamaat is here. I'm busy right now. I'll see you later. So they waited outside. So when the Sheikh al-Hadith exited the class, the old man caught hold of his hand. How are you feeling? Jamaat has come. Give us some time. I'm very busy.
This old man says to the Sheikh al-Hadith that you sitting behind the desk teaching Bukhari Sharif, this hadith class of yours is hidden in your father's 3 days. And your father's tashkil, I make the time to give you 3 days. Allah says, simple man, nobody knows his name, everybody knows the Sheikh al-Hadith. But who got the, who's wearing the crown? A simple businessman. They make the tashkil of that businessman, whose son became the Sheikh al-Hadith, who's teaching hundreds of students. They will open dar rooms and makatib. We have such a maidan. Allah Ta'ala has given us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1 3 days, 1 40 days. We don't know who will tap. That person's life will change. What an investment in an akhirat. I've been sitting in the qabr and getting loads of reward. The figure is for my qabr, for my wife, for my children, for my city, for my town, for my musallis, for the entire ummah. How can I bring the entire ummah upon deen? To move in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah has given us an ability every single person has it within. Just to conclude, my dear brothers, the fikr we should have in our heart like that. Alhamdulillah, we all Allah has blessed us in this country. Allah has blessed us in this country, we have the best of dunya right now. Wali Ahmad last Sahab al Barakat came years ago to our country, years ago. We are having breakfast with him. An entire qafla and group of akabir and seniors were there. Two sufras, Asad Khan, came across, were laid down for breakfast. And we know our housewives, mashallah, when they host Jamaats. Our alim says, if Allah has to ever employ anyone in Jannah to host with East African wives, they will get the contract for hosting in Jannah. Allah has blessed them, the love they have to feel. And we know when the mehman and the guests come, what type of egg would you have? Scrambled, sunny side up, what kind of. We have a whole. We have a whole menu of it. So after Wali Ahmad Asad partook of the music hall of the South Africans, he says, wah, wah, Allah has blessed you. I've traveled the world. I've traveled the world. Western countries, Middle Eastern countries, Europe. Every country I found is enjoying certain ni'mas and bounties of Allah to a very high level. Certain bounties. He said, by the qasam of Allah, your country is enjoying every bounty of Allah to the highest level. Everybody relies on them. Whether it be the domestics, whether it be your roads, whether it be your infrastructure, whether it be your homes, your cars, your food, the halal industry, whatever you want to put in. He said, I'm so happy for you. But I'm fearful also. I'm fearful also the day you will begin to think and believe, Mera belongs to me. I earned it. I don't want to let go. He said, for the sake of Allah, for your own protection for generations, for Allah's sake. Sometimes, sometimes, that beautiful room Allah has given you, design a room, design a bathroom Allah has given you. Sometimes, leave that home Allah has given you to sleep in the home of Allah. As spiritual zakat for the ni'mat Allah has given you. Leave your comfortable bed to sleep in a sleeping bag in the house of Allah to be shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, what haven't you given me? Sometimes leave it to thank Allah. The day shukr come, Allah will say, now you've enjoyed too much, you haven't made shukr for this, I've got to test you of it. He says, you people will not survive the test of Allah. Now then give the 3 days. As shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, what haven't you given me? Just for you, my Allah, 3 days. And then the alim says, and the final point, the beautiful home Allah has given you. The wife says, upgrade, update. Daughter says, Papa, update, upgrade. Change the color, change the carpets. Done. Go and choose it. How you want it. Alhamdulillah has blessed us with doing it. How the wife wants it. Now the carpet is changed. Change the duvets also, it was matched. The curtains do have to change now. Change the bathroom also, why not? Daughter will come in, what color you want, do it. We do everything for our families, alhamdulillah. But they say, don't forget. Don't forget to design her cover also. Don't forget to design your daughter's grave also. You might give her a brand new room with new lighting. In that first night when she sleeps in that beautiful room, your little daughter will have a nightmare. She will shout for you, you will run to her. Don't be afraid, Papa is here. Don't be afraid, I'm here. You put her to sleep. You put the wife to sleep also. But if I did not give my time in the path of Allah and leave my home a little while, so my wife feels a separation, they call the Sahabiyat felt it also. And stand in the path of Allah, the ulama said, we are praying, and we did not make the sacrifice. And that night, my wife and daughter were going to the qabr. And at that night, when she will find no lighting there, and no plush carpet, and no curtains, it'll be a barren place. She can shout the entire night to you, what did you do to my qabr? The husband will not be able to hear. It's too late. The time is now, my dear brothers. The time is now to separate for a little while from our wives, that night she puts her head on the pillow in separation of my husband because he's gone in the path of Allah, that one tear that will come down on her cheek, that fear my daughter will go through, my father is not here. We don't know that one tear how many countries we die is hidden in it. The decision is to be now. Dear Allah, accept me. Accept my household before it's too late, before the entire chaotic life of mine comes to a grinding standstill. For this, my brothers, who is ready, inshallah? Say, Ya Allah, I'm ready to make the deal. To give the 3 days and start up my entire life. That you've given me this beautiful deen for me to invest what I have now to design my akhirat, to design my qabr. Allah will give it. Don't send any cash for this weekend, my dear brothers. To give the 3 days, inshallah. Give without any fear. Without any fear, the supplier says, come this weekend, we've got the goods. The container has to move. And we are moving from airports to airports. We are moving goods around the world. Sahaba Ikram gave their wealth and they gave their lives. Osman bin Affan gave his wealth more than 20 battles he took part in. Jihad's many brothers, don't be fearful. Give the zakat of what we have. Spiritual zakat of our homes. Ya Allah, I'm ready to give it. I've had them too long. Give me any of this. Give for this weekend, inshallah. From tomorrow, inshallah, who's ready? We can make some arrangements, my dear brothers, for the sake of Allah. We don't know what will be hidden this weekend in my Qatar, I don't know. But I made the intention, I stood up for Allah, and I said, Ya Allah, I'm ready. How Allah will get me ready, Allah will make a plan for me. And we saw Allah making plans for us many times. The goods were stuck for so many months. I lifted my hands and it was released. Allah, how it happened, I don't know. Allah will release me. I will make the niyat inshallah. Do you imagine what this? Make the intention. It's coming in the heart, don't fear. It's coming in the heart, don't fear. This is to show Allah an intention. Dr. Sahib Ashraf. It is my call. Abu Sahib. Sahib Ahmed. Do you want, inshallah, the beautiful Thursday night of Jumu'ah? A'mal are presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adi Muhammad Mullah. The mashwara will be made, how to go, where to go. Jamaat will be able to finish this week, inshallah.